I seen a bad moon rising. I seen troubles on the way.
So, the center of the shadows beginning to pass now. Seems like the bottom left side of the moon is beginning to brighten up a bit. It's a funny way to measure time. How long do you talk to someone? Well, how far is the shadow in the moon past? How far is the shadow in the moon past? Hey. Would you... I'm doing a project right now where I'm walking around the neighborhood and, like, talking to people who are watching the eclipse. Would you mind if I, like, recorded you?
I see the bad moon rising. I see troubles on the way. I see rivers overflowing. So don't go out tonight, because it's bound to take your life. I seen a bad moon on the rise.
Would you guys mind if I recorded you?
Oh, it's, I guess this kind of marks the beginning of fall for me. But, it's, kind of special, and I get to spend it with Liz.
And I'm thinking about whether or not we're going to be together in 2033.
When it happens next. You would think about that.
I know, I'm such a romantic.
We're all out here looking at the moon. What are you guys thinking about? What do you think of the moon?
I love the moon.
What is this apartment?
68 Preston.
Okay. September 27th, 2015.
Well, this is what they thought of the street at that time.
Do you want to hear a poem I printed out?
I would love to hear a poem.
It's by Emily Bronte.
We read it.
It's called
Yeah.
Moonlight, Summer Moonlight by Emily Bronte. 'Tis moonlight, summer moonlight. All soft and still and fair. The solemn hour of midnight breathes sweet thoughts everywhere. But most where trees are sending their breezy boughs on high, or stooping low, are lending a shelter from the sky. And there is those wild bowers, a lovely form is laid. Green grass and dew-steeped flowers wave gently round her head.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
Okay, there's a group of people over there by the deep sleep queen king mattress. I'm walking around the neighborhood and, like, talking to people who are watching the eclipse. Would you mind if I, like, recorded you?
Sure, what do you want to hear?
What are you thinking about?
Well, right now I was thinking of Irish hymns.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I'm listening to. Would you like to hear one of mine?
Yeah, I'd love to. Wait, so this is one of yours that you've recorded?
No, this is one that I made up.
Okay.
It's a sad one.
That's all right.
I'm going through a divorce, mind you. All right, ready? Last night I lay awake and upon my lover's chair, and I dreamed of a place where people don't care. They help one another without doubt or dismay. So let's help one another without care. It's a quaint city. I've been to a lot of cities. I love it here.
Where have you been?
All up and down the East Coast, out west, and always come back here.
Were you born here?
I grew up in North Attleboro. I bounced around because my parents were all messed up. But it made me a good person, so.
You know, I find it's, like, sort of interesting, the fact that, like, all of us live within, like, three blocks of one another. Yeah, I've, like, never met any of you.
Yeah, we should have, like, a We used to have them. We have block parties, and we'd have them over at the thing, and we'd, like, wheel our grills over, all pitch in, and just eat, you know. And
how long have you been living here that this used to happen, and now it doesn't?
Oh, no, I just moved in. I always paid my father's rent, because he'd be a bum on the street if it weren't for me, which is what he'll go back to if he ever gets out of jail, because he stabbed me for no reason. Nice, huh? What else you want to listen to? Listen to something else? Maybe I'll go for a walk, too. I'm good at getting people to talk.
Yeah, I should probably keep on going.
Yeah, we should. We should put flyers out and have, like, a cookout
That'd
at the park.
Really nice, actually.
We used to do that, you know, and all get to know each other.
Yeah.
Thank you. You have a good luck. You too. Good luck very much.
On the intersection of Power Street and Governor Street, close to T and Sahara. Hi. Oh wow, I was in here earlier and I saw you guys.
No,
I'm like walking around the neighborhood talking to people who are watching the eclipse. I figure you guys have been inside.
Was, my mom actually was watching it
I
from Morocco. She called me and she thinks she could see it in red, but they couldn't see it from Morocco. It's covered by clouds, so they couldn't see it.
All right. Is this your shop? I've been in here twice.
Yeah. But,
yeah, in the last week. What's your name?
Mohammed.
Mohammed, hello. What did you think?
A moon. But I've seen it before, though.
I've never seen that.
No. I've seen the moon before. We have a lot of moons in Morocco. No, I'm teasing. I was supposed to have chops earlier. She asked me if I saw the moon. I said, yes, I've seen it every day.
So when do you, like, on what occasions do you do this?
On
fun.
The events of lunar eclipses. Well,
so. Oh my gosh, Hedren? No, not at all. Oh my gosh, I thought you were someone else. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
What are you guys doing?
I am going around interviewing people during the lunar eclipse.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking I wish I had saw the lunar eclipse and hadn't fallen asleep.
Hang on, it's probably still out here. Come on.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I can't see from here.
I don't know.
Are you actually
It makes me wonder how the lunar eclipse affects people socially and psychologically. Like, if you think about it, if the ocean can affect tides, and think about how much water we have in our body, like we're 70% water. Mohammed, how much percent water are we?
95.
No.
70.
Yes.
70% water, that's what I thought. And I will always wonder, like, does the lunar eclipse affect us in some weird way? Because, like, it affects the water in our bodies.
That's okay.
Like, lunatics. I think we're all lunatics tonight.
Excuse me. I'm going around, like, recording people and asking them what they were thinking about during the eclipse.
Oh, well, we talked a lot about God. We did, honestly. And, like, the idea of spirituality versus organized religion.
Yeah.
My point was that while I don't believe, like, in, like, a God that you pray to, I do believe that somebody created something in the end. You were the one who told me this universe is one of many universes.
What is it about, like, an eclipse that makes you think about multiple universes?
Well, what is beyond multiple universes? They exist. It's not, I don't think about it because they're there. They're obviously there. We are one singular.
We are a speck of dust on a pinhead in the great scheme of things.
Yeah, think about that. Galaxies. Galaxies.
What did you guys think of the lunar eclipse?
Someone had a quote in the New York Times about, like, what, all the Earth, like, sunrises and sunsets all shown on the moon. On the moon, that's why it was red. That's what someone said.
It's cool. A red moon.
It's Kobe. Okay,
have a good night.
Bye.
I'm walking around asking people what they think of the eclipse. Do you mind if I record you? What do you think?
Well, we were talking about how the Earth casts a very, very large shadow that's much bigger than the Earth.
Where does that shadow go? The extra shadow that's not caught by the moon, right?
Imagine it just kind of goes off into space.
Thank you. Wait, can I ask you some questions?
You got a microphone on? I don't know if I have the jurisdiction to answer, but go ahead.
Did you see the lunar eclipse?
Uh-oh. It's your night to get hit with the truth.
Okay, I want to know what you think. What do you?
I know what it is.
Yeah?
It's very significant.
What does it mean?
It's the fourth blood moon.
Okay.
And it's a spiritual message.
What's that message?
All prophecy is being fulfilled. Now, up here, intellect is going to miss the truth by 18 inches. They better start opening their book and learning the truth. People get ready, there's a train a-coming, picking up passengers from coast to coast. You don't need no fear, you just keep it running. You don't need no ticket, you just get thank the Lord. It's gonna come. We're in Revelations. We're in the last days. And it's coming. Boy, I hope this message makes it big. But it had to be said. See, God's got me on a mission to save intellect. Nothing wrong with intellect, but this is the most important. God knows the heart. He listens to the heart. He knows the heart. Well, you're an intelligent girl with a good heart. I could just sense the Holy Spirit told me. You just found the truth you've been searching for all your life. So God bless you, young lady. Keep that prayer. I'll talk to you again. I hope.
Yeah, thank you very much. All have right. A nice night.
God bless. Have a good night.
Outside right now, and I ask you to sing a song, what song would you sing?
That's a good question.
Oh, that's okay. Come on, let's go.
Okay. Can you think of a Blood Moon song?
Maybe we should ask our neighbor.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hey, so I've been going around recording people during the eclipse.
Yeah.
Would it be okay if I recorded you?
Doing what?
just talking.
Just talking?
Yeah. If you could think of, like, one song for my friend to sing about the blood moon, what would it be?
About the blood moon? Jesus, I have no idea. Let me think.
Exactly. I have the same problem.
Let me think. What's that old song that sings about blood moons? It's, I think it's Clarence Clearwater Revival or something.
Oh, I see the bad moon rising.
Yeah, the bad moon. It's not a blood moon, it's a bad moon. It's a bad moon.
I seen a bad moon rising. I seen troubles on the way. I see rivers overflowing, so don't go out tonight, cause it's bound to take your life. I seen a bad moon on the rise.
She give me some warning about this next time. Look up some words.
No one has had any warning.
Clearly.